Well, good morning. Welcome back to the God School. Last week, we looked at that description in the seventh chapter of Hebrews, which speaks of Jesus, wherein it says he is able to save them to the uttermost, entirely, completely, forever. He is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, that is, by Jesus, seeing he ever lives to make intercession for them. And we looked at that which is called the true Lord's Prayer, the 17th chapter of John, This morning I want us to look at another prayer of Jesus. It takes place in the 22nd chapter of Luke. The context is what's called the Last Supper. As Jesus was celebrating Passover with his disciples and giving full meaning to those elements which the Jews were partaking at Passover, that is, the broken bread and the cup of wine, telling them that with great desire, he desired to eat the Passover with them. He adds, before he suffers. And he tells them to continually do that, that's not just taking the cup of the wine, but taking it in remembrance of him. He tells them to continue to do that. Now, this is not a communion message, although it could be. We need to constantly be reminded. That's why Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. And there are other things that go on in this 22nd chapter of Luke, a lot of things. But in the 31st verse, Jesus says, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee that your faith fail not. And when you're converted, strengthen your brethren. And he said unto him, that is, Peter said unto Jesus, Lord, I am ready to go with thee, both into prison and to death. Now, the rest of that story should be read, but it's familiar to most. Jesus tells him that before the cock crows three times that he'll deny him. I want to look at these few verses this morning. King James says, Simon, behold. And when we encounter that word behold, it means pay attention to what's coming. Stop and give ear. Hearken diligently to what's coming. And Jesus makes this statement. King James says, Satan has desired to have you, that he might sift you like wheat. The Greek word, it's a big one. Exitomai. I don't expect any of you to remember that word. But, you know, the Greek just, or excuse me, the English just doesn't necessarily give us the sense of what's being said here. One translation has it, the New American Standard Bible has it, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has demanded permission to sift you like wheat. Demanded. In one of the concordances, it says it this way. It's a compound word, ek, completely out from, intensifying, ito, to request a full handing over, a complete takeover. You put the two together, exatiomai, to totally hand over. It only occurs in this verse. And it says, here Satan requests Peter be completely removed out of God's hands and be totally in his power. Frightening place to land. I think because of the presumption of this created being of God called Satan, and because of his presumption, fell from heaven. That's one way to put it. Another way to put it was cast out. Jesus said he saw Satan cast out as lightning. from heaven. But because of his presumption, I think Jesus gives us a real insight into our enemy, our greatest enemy. Satan has demanded to have you. To sift you like wheat. And we come to another one of these famous buts in Scripture, in the 32nd verse, where Jesus said, get the context. Satan's demanded permission. Demanded. Give him to me. Give her to me. But Jesus said, I have prayed for thee that your faith fail not. Why didn't Jesus pray? I prayed for you that you'd win the lottery. But I prayed for you that you'd never be sick. But I prayed for you that you'd be the holiest person on earth. But I prayed for you that you'd become religious. He didn't pray any of those prayers. He said, I prayed for you that your faith fail not. This word also in the Greek expands our understanding of the translation. King James translation says, I pray. Diomai, or diomai, is the Greek word. The short definition is request or beg. Expand it with understanding that it's in the middle voice. But I want for myself that your faith fail not. The word comes from the word dio, having a deep personal need, to be in want. To feel a pressing need. to make an urgent appeal. To have a deep personal need causing one to make a specific request. Jesus wanted with great desire for himself that Peter's faith fail not. He wants the same. For each and every one of them to whom God the Father has given to him, and for those that he has given back to the Father, that he, that is the Father, might watch over and guard them. He goes on, and he says, and when, King James, thou art converted, suggesting a time to come, strengthen your brethren. Now, we've spent almost 10 minutes on these two verses. The 33rd verse says, and we'll take the pronouns out so that understanding comes, and Peter said unto Jesus, Lord, I'm ready to go with thee, both into prison and to death. We know the rest of the story. Peter makes an expression a boast, if you will, of his own strength, of his own commitment, of his own ability. And from cover to cover, this book which we call the Bible, which is God revealing himself to us, the message is the same. God wants to be recognized. He wants his work, his purpose, his grace to be recognized. wants us to come to trust in Him and what He has said, that is, His promises. He wants our boast to be in Him and not of ourselves. You read on in this 22nd chapter of Luke. You read on about Peter's way down. And in the rest of the Gospels, about his way back. But it starts with a boast of personal confidence and personal strength and personal commitment. God wants us always not to remember our strength, but that He is the one who strengthens us. This could be called godliness, awareness of the source, giving voice to the source of our strength, of our riches, of our wisdom. What's come to become a favorite text of scripture of mine is found in the 9th chapter of the book of Jeremiah, in the 23rd and 24th verses. Where it says, and I've got to do some rewording of the King James to make it even more clear. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise boast in his wisdom, neither let the mighty boast in his might. Let not the rich boast in his riches, but let him that boasts boast in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, which exercises loving kindness, hesed. Incorporated in that Hebrew word is mercy and grace. That I am the Lord, which exercises loving kindness and judgment. If we had not the gospel, then we might not make boast of this next attribute of God, which is judgment. But because we have the gospel, wherein it says that God treated his Son as we deserve to be treated, in order that he might treat us as his Son deserved to be treated, The judgment that was due us all was laid on Christ. That's a fuller understanding of this activity of judgment wherein we are to boast, this activity of God wherein we are to boast. Let him that boasts boast in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness. Tzedek is the Hebrew word being translated here, and the context of the word only has to do with covenant keeping. It means God is faithful. It means he does what he says. But let him that boasts boast in this, that he understands and knows that's why the God school, we would have the knowledge of God published as God would have us do, not in the wisdom of men, not in the traditions of men which make void the word of God, but that knowledge of God might be declared, that understanding might come. Wherein God says that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness and judgment and righteousness. Where does he do this? In the earth. Why does he do it? For in these I delight. God delights in his grace. Isaiah 53 says, and it pleased the Lord to bruise him. Speaking of that judgment which Jesus took upon himself, which God laid on him. For us. And righteousness. In the earth. God delights in these things. He doesn't delight in our boasting. We have another insight into who Jesus was by what he prayed. And he tells us what he prayed. He prayed that our faith fail not. Faith, ladies and gentlemen, is that which connects us to God. And even as the Ephesian letter says, it is a gift of God. It's a short message today. But my hope, through God's Spirit in you all, that it may bring further knowledge and understanding of God, wherein our faith might be strengthened. And that's the God School for today.